The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Take up his cross. The cross. Suffering. I know this might not be true for everyone, but for many of us, this has been a season of suffering. Maybe the season of suffering. And by suffering, I mean anything that we did not choose, that we do not like, we cannot change. Anything we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. We can talk about physical sufferings. Our bodily health is not cooperating, or maybe we've been impacted by COVID in some way. Talk about emotional suffering. Spiritual suffering, financial suffering, relational suffering. The list goes on and on and on. I think there's one kind of suffering that stands out in my mind as worse than others. That kind of suffering is suffering alone. Feeling like you're by yourself in what you are experiencing. Can you remember, maybe this is just me, can you remember the first time that you were pretty sick and your mom wasn't there? I think about going to KU as a freshman, and of course, right in the midst of finals week, I get the stomach flu. Just awful, right? Just laid out, not able to go anywhere. I didn't even know if I would be able to make it through an exam. And I remember distinctly, that was like a sickness I had never experienced before because mom wasn't there. She wasn't bringing me food and 7-Up, physically there, giving me words of comfort, just being there. I was living in a dorm of 50 men, and young men in general are not super well known for their capacity for compassion and sympathy when someone's suffering, right? So, yeah, you'll get over it. It'll be all right. Suck it up. And so that feeling of being alone, that's not the worst suffering in my life, and it's not even close to the sufferings of many people, but there's some truth there. I can endure a lot if I know that someone is with me, who cares about me and what I'm going through, and better yet, who enters into it with me. This is the great news of Christianity. This is the great news of Christianity. We don't have a God who's up there somewhere watching us and occasionally intervening for our own good. We have a God who sees our suffering and says, I want to do something about this. So he becomes man and then experiences the worst kind of suffering that humanity has to offer, that of being rejected, and all of the bodily pain, all of the spiritual and emotional pain of being abandoned on a cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? And then he dies. God dies on the cross. There is nothing we're going to experience in this life, no kind of suffering, no kind of cross, that Jesus hasn't already taken upon himself in some way. Never again will we be able to say, in honesty, I'm alone in my suffering. Not only is another person with me, but God himself, a divine person, is with me in my suffering. Because we know everything that Jesus did, it's eternal because he did it as God. Jesus, his act of sacrifice on the cross continues to this day. And here's the great news about being Catholic Christians in particular. It's about to be made present on the altar. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection are all being made present here. We will never have to suffer alone again. In contrast to what I said about my experience of suffering in college, I had an experience of entering into someone else's suffering this last week. There's a little girl, she's 10 years old, and she's been suffering from seizures terribly. She was normal, totally healthy until she was 5. And then she had one significant seizure, but they were able to get her to the hospital and they were able to draw her out of the seizure. So sadly, a few months later, she had a seizure that was undetected through the night. One continuous seizure, and it rewired her brain. So she is no longer able to communicate directly, not able to make eye contact. We believe, her parents believe, that she is able to understand and hear, but she won't be able to give you any indication of that. And she still has seizures to this day, and the worst are these seizure clusters. So I prayed with the family once, and then after that, and before the next time I was supposed to go pray with her, the mom texts me and she says she's having seizure clusters. So I immediately go. Thankfully, I was able to be there within 15 minutes. And for an hour, this phenomenon of seizure clusters, every 3 or 4 minutes, 5, 10, 15 seconds worth of seizure, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. So heart-wrenching. What was very beautiful in the midst of that suffering was how the parents handled it, because they've experienced this so many times now. And there was mom and dad right next to her. And every time she went into one, they were like, oh, here, she's in again, she's in again. And the dad, in a particular way, would lean her over, says, I know, I'm so sorry, I'm right here, it's okay, I'm so sorry, yes, I know this is terrible, I'm here. We are not alone in our suffering. Every time, in a special way, we come to the Mass, we offer our suffering in union with Jesus' suffering on the cross. And Jesus enters into our life in a special way, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Eucharist. We can never say as Catholics, we were alone in that. But the trick is, offering ourselves intentionally, our sacrifice in union with Jesus is. We heard in the second reading, offer to God a living sacrifice, a spiritual worship. Do you ever notice that the priest, after he prepares the altar, he says, "Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours might be acceptable to God the Almighty Father." What is the sacrifice you are bringing to this altar today? Name your cross. Name your suffering. Name your joy. Name whatever is on your heart and bring it to the altar. To conclude, I just want to pray over all of you. I want to drive out from our midst that whispering, chattering voice of the enemy that is whispering lies in our ear that we begin to believe because we hear it over and over and over again. And I want to dispel any of these other spiritual infirmities that we're experiencing. So if you'll enter into prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you. You have been so good to us. You never allow us to suffer alone. Jesus, I reject, renounce, rebuke, and cast out in your name, Jesus, the lies of the enemy, the lie that we are alone, that we are not loved, that this is never going to get any better, that this is pointless. We reject and renounce that lie, Jesus, and cast it out from our minds, from our ears, from our hearts. Jesus, I ask you to send your Spirit of truth upon us, the truth that we are beloved sons and daughters, and there is nothing that can separate us from your love. Help us to know that we are never alone. And Jesus, I also reject, renounce, rebuke, and cast out by the power of your name and by the power of your priesthood any spirit of despair, anguish, depression, anxiety, any spiritual or physical infirmity. Ask you, Jesus, in its place to fill us with an abundance of faith, hope, and charity. Bodily, spiritual, emotional health. Give us your peace, give us your love, and give us your joy.